Yeah, we need it. Not a lot gets there. It's a desolate wasteland.
Well, not a lot. At least Minneapolis will still have Twitter because it is apparently now banned in Nigeria.
What?
Good for Nigeria.
Yeah,
good on Nigeria's honestly. President telling the entire country to touch grass.
Yeah. This man is the most powerful ruler in the world currently. You know, Trump, virgin, banned from Twitter. Nigerian president, Chad, banned
Twitter.
Everyone
Nigerian.
From Twitter.
It is truly impressive to be able to shut it down. Because there have been attempts to shut down any number of things on the internet, and I'm sure...
Yeah, Laura Loomer. She
shut
down Twitter in her own way.
Like, Pakistan, like, accidentally shut down all of YouTube one time.
Holy shit!
Because they were... They accidentally shut down YouTube because they were... Because they have, like, filters for, like, decency, quote-unquote decency. And there was like a missing line of code or something, and it accidentally shut down all of YouTube everywhere and not just Pakistan.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Well, and there's also, you know, other countries that have blocked access to different platforms before.
It says, it says right here in the article that people just used a VPN.
Yeah. I mean, of course. Like a proxy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, because information still flows around the world, and that is kind of the point of platforms that are supposed to provide us a place to talk and interact and participate in speech and
Y'all,
creative
but
ideas
like,
without borders.
If Twitter was banned in the United States, I just wouldn't even bother with getting a like a proxy or a VPN to use it. I'd be
oh,
like,
God,
all right, whatever.
No.
Yeah,
oh, thank God, I can touch grass.
I mean, come on, didn't like...
I'll switch back to Club Penguin.
I was gonna say I'm gonna switch back to bullying people on Xbox Live.
Yeah, no, I'll go on Roblox and make fun of 13-year-olds. That's fine.
No, that's the spirit.
I mean, didn't Trump just come out with like his solution to Twitter, which is he just made a blog?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, just go for that Web 1.0 shit. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
That's what the solution has been this whole time. Like everyone that's gotten banned or got not as popular on Twitter or got tired of having to post.
Mm-hmm.
16 times a day, it was just like, fuck it, I'm making my own website, come get on this shit.
Yeah, it's just Angel Fire.
I'm currently developing a new app for Palm OS.
Don't worry,
you can
read
it's
my
on
blog
Temple
exclusively
OS.
On yeah, you could read my blog exclusively on your Symbian device.
Alright, so to read my blog first, you have to find all the red cubes in Fez, then
to code in Brainfuck.
Yeah, our podcast will now be broadcast on a shortwave radio in our local area only.
I was thinking we just kind of yell it,
or
like town crier style, basically. You know, like some dipshit with a bell, me, walk into the town square and just hear ye, that entire fucking thing.
Yeah,
I am gonna post on YMTD though.
Oh, YTMD,
God,
definitely.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine trying to put all of this into like a giant parchment scroll that we then give to Bo to go read?
A parchment scroll perfectly. I don't know if this is going to be in the episode at the end, but the part about the cum cocktails, like do that with like big illuminated like script, and I think it would work perfectly.
Yeah, actually, go onto our Patreon for some bonus clips to learn about the cum cocktails.
Once in yonder ages, there was a cocktail blessed with the seed of a gentleman. I don't know.
Let's not get into details.
You don't need to know where the seed doth come from, traveler.
Thou shalt not spill it. That is why we use it.
Oh, is this a local or is this an imported?
Oh, God.
You know, it costs more to import.
Stupid.
I'm gonna need to see some certification on this. You know, do you have like a
some seed cert?
You know the
seed cert.
Don't need a liquor.
I'm making sure we preserve it for future generations by creating the seed vault.
well,
it's not,
you know,
refrigerated.
Might not exactly stay frozen for as long as you think, what with climate change and all that. But, you know, I appreciate
you gotta put them
where
in
we're
the,
going with this.
You gotta put them in the Dippin' Dots freezers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to put mine right into oak barrels, okay? Fuck see, all I'm, this preservation bullshit. See, I want it to be fucking funky. I want it to be icky sticky.
Yeah, give it like, kind of like a smoky oaken vibe.
Yeah, I feel like I'm wasting all of mine just putting it into, like, guys' assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Put,
oh. Less, no, less buttholes, more there. Bungholes, which is the whole, that's like the proper name for a hole on a barrel.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yes.
I think my dad told me that once, so why would it not be true?
I
yeah, your father?
My renowned linguist father.
It is an aperture through which a cask can be filled or emptied.
Okay,
so when someone
out.
Says yep. you're sticking it in your bunghole, they're putting it in your cask. They're filling your barrel.
Or,
that is a good thing.
Or emptying you.
Or emptying your barrel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How kind of them.
Step away from my sweet. Barrel.
I wish someone would
no.
empty my barrel.
No.
Zach, just give me the time and a place and fly
no,
me over to Houston.
No.
Psychic Dolphin Garage.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode from the Psychic Dolphin Garage. I'm Zach, he, they.
I'm Bo, he, him.
I'm Dennis, he, they.
Charlie, she, her.
And I'm Artemis, she, they.
And that is almost everyone. We've packed the entire podcast into the garage today.
Asses to elbows, people.
It's really stuffy
in
here.
We have, you know, your normal cast. We have some of our extended universe. Mm-hmm. And we have Bo back from doing, I assume, two prequel movies and a TV show.
Two prequel movies, another rehab for the rehab, another rehab that did not turn out to be a cult, Three Times the Charm, and then a very artsy cologne ad that only showed in the Balkans.
Yep. This is just a really nice way to say that he has been locked up in my basement and I have been flogging him, but
well, yeah, but we still made all those movies. Like,
yeah, we still did that.
What do you think rehab is?
Yeah, sure, we made all those movies, right, Bo? Right.
Yeah.
That's what that camera was for. Not just for we consented to the whole thing, don't worry.
Yeah.
It's very there's consent all over the walls in that basement.
Just shooting hot white ropes of consent everywhere.
All right, I'm gonna as Bo's your lawyer, skin... I'm gonna recommend not.
Bo's skin is bright pink.
It's glowing, okay? Because of how good that was for his skin.
Yeah, all that rehab.
I was gonna say you say Bo's bright pink, but what did you do?
Oh, just the palms
anyway.
Of my hands. Those are bright pink, too.
Anyway, welcome back, Bo.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
We missed you.
Yeah.
We missed you.
I missed
you. We love
you.
We miss you.
I know.
We're holding you tight so you'd never leave us again.
I know.
Yeah. All of us, every one of us has a hand in holding you tight.
That's why we're all here.
Yeah.
They're all around. They're all around his neck, and he cannot breathe.
The room is filled with people that love you.
It's a very. I feel like this is like a wonderful life for you.
Yeah, it's not a podcast unless we have an intervention halfway through, but then we also just turn it into content.
The crying, the screaming, the shitting—it's all there, folks.
Yeah, so, you know, we might as well get into our favorite thing to talk about on this podcast. What's happening in Texas?
Because
we're clearly
all.
Only Texas things happen in this podcast.
We bring, non-Texans into this to torture them. It's great.
Yeah, Well, there are no non-Texans. Every single person here lives in Texas.
After being on the podcast, you are also just a Texan just by osmosis.
Mm.
So everybody that we brought in, that well, that's they don't give you a birth certificate here.
If you have listened to 3D6 episodes, you might qualify to be a Texan. Mm-hmm. Check with the
you might be a Texan.
Check with the DTS, the Department of Texas Services, a very real department that very definitely exists.
You may qualify if you inhale enough secondhand smoke.
Yeah, that too.
Federal
had
Bureau
big
of Texas.
Red.
Okay, that's where you go if you're big enough. If your cowboy hat's big enough.
Yep.
Yeah, and if you've consumed enough Big Red.
They measure it in pounds, not by volume.
Anyway, what happened in Texas?
A lot of fucking bullshit. Texas Tribune is, as always, a very interesting scroll. the Texas legislative session is in, and so we're taking rights away from everybody.
Mm-hmm. After a long 2-year wait, they're finally back, ladies and germs.
We're ready to legalize carrying guns. Cool. Ready to make sure that we charge Texans for their power grid failing.
Great. Good thing we did that. I was worried we wouldn't.
I was really afraid that I would just get off scot-free.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, because if we're not externalizing, private failures onto the population at large, what kind of Texans are we?
Yeah.
I mean, like, God. Honestly, you deserve to be punished.
Yeah, we deserve to suffer here.
Yeah.
The wrath That's of God from above was not enough. So too must we face the wrath of man.
I mean, y'all took my ranch, so, like, I'm just reveling in this.
Your ranch dress?
No, my family's ranch.
Oh, well, that's because you had slaves on the family ranch, Dennis.
No, remember, we were Mexican.
Oh,
we
you mean Mexican the one you, the one where we left Mexico because they wanted to abolish slavery, and we were like, no, that's our ranch.
Yeah,
we're
going to specifically put slaves on people.
Right, okay. Now I always get mixed up which side of the Rio Grande we were on for that one. So.
I'm innocent of this crime.
Yeah, so the Democrats did a walkout on the Texas voting bill.
Pretty based.
Which was going to pass. And it's crazy because it's basically one of the most racist. After, like, making fun of Florida and, like, Tennessee for passing very racist voting bills, Georgia, too, I think. Like, we somehow got a leg up on them.
Yeah.
We had the extra tall heels in our boots that day, and we really it was very bad.
What a way
and
to cap fact- that sentence off.
At least the Texas Democrats, like, walked out on this instead of doing a Nancy Pelosi and being like, well, we gotta,
like,
go
signing
back
it and then ripping it up, but also, like, it's signed and there's, like, 5 more copies she signed first. Yeah.
That's good. If they walked out on it, does that mean it actually, like, gets paused, or did they
just
pass it without them?
Because they walked out, it did not meet quorum.
Oh, good. Okay.
Which is the fancy word for there's not enough people there.
I've been to a DSA meeting. I know what it means.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Not quorum. The stuff the elote guy has in his la carte. That's different. Yeah. That's much better.
Representative Sinfrania Thompson, the longest-serving Black member of the Texas legislature. I wanted to share how that bill was an affront to me. She told the Texas Tribune on Monday. Ultimately, her words and the sentiment behind them shared by the Black and Hispanic Democrats in the room encapsulated the reasons for choosing such a dramatic and rarely used tactic.
God, maybe you should use it more.
By walking out of the House, they could block its passage that night, but that would only set up a special session where the GOP majority could come back and approve a measure like it, or maybe in their minds, worse. So
it's just a temporary stop.
It's a temporary win.
Keep walking out,
says the article.
Keep walking out.
So
I don't want to be down on it like that, like, too much, because this does seem like this is a gesture that should be done. But I'm just trying to be like, wait. So, like, does it actually stop it from passing? And
for
the article's
now,
opinion
yeah,
of
which
that
is which
it's
is
a temporary win. We just have to set it up for, like, next week and pass it.
Basically, they have to keep walking out, like, the same way that you would, like, keep walking out of a workplace if your boss was, like, not listening to your demands.
So,
they
can keep walking out.
As far as I understand, they
That's
can
great.
Keep, like, the legislature does not have rules on, like, attendance. You're not elected in a right to represent state. So...
This is good. As long as, like, I don't know, I'm just looking for a reason why this is, like, sucky somehow, but it just sounds like,
just
oh, no, like, they just keep doing it.
Yeah.
It sucks that we have to walk out
that
on,
that's
like,
necessary.
The most racist.
Yeah.
That literally the GOP has a majority,
sure.
And the only way to stop it is not, like, hey, fellow Republican representatives, that seems kind of goddamn racist. It's
right.
Like, no, we have to actually, like, not be in here to stop you from.
Yeah, the only thing stopping you from being fucking terrible is literally like the dumb rules some asshole made up 100 years ago when the Capitol building was still made out of wood.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What are the specific like things in this bill that are terrible? Did I miss this?
I think we talked about it last week.
Oh, yeah, oh, this is the one did. From last
it's
week.
It's about like, because I'm access, a little stoned. They're making it so like there are even less voting places. It's like I think they like buried the idea that voting day could be a holiday even, and I think they like wanted to make it so that you can't be reimbursed for going to vote.
Okay, yeah, I remember bullshit. Talking about this.
Something about mm-hmm. that. Some other stuff about like the hours that they would be open, blah blah blah.
Right.
Getting rid of drive-through voting, it looks like.
Which is especially heinous here because literally we do not leave our cars.
Right. Yeah, you are
110 outside. I'm gonna die if I'm 70 years old and I have to get out of my car to walk into a voting place. I'm gonna die. I mean, you want me to vote? I'm sorry.
Well, depending on what kind of 70-year-old you are, no, I do not want you to vote. But
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, true. So yeah. Basically, okay. Just like all the procedural stuff that we're like, hey, you know, it would make the United States and Texas even a more democratic place to live
or livable, even.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff, which it's bad. It's not. It's not somebody saying, well, we're going to ban, these particular people from voting. So it's back to the, we're going to be back to that argument of like, oh, well, you know, they're just trying to make sure that our vote is secure. And it's like, you don't understand.
Yeah, just because, some demographics are overwhelmingly affected by it while others remain untouched doesn't mean it's like bigoted or racist or anything. Not like that's like,
that's not what that means.
Kind of what the definition of that
is. Yeah, that would be like saying that a hurricane that hits like, I don't know, Fort Worth or something is bigoted against them.
Yeah. Like, although, if it just does. It's Fort Worth, so.
I mean, if they could hit gerrymandered
if they could just miss the entire rest of the state,
they would
and
do that.
A hurricane makes landfall in Fort Worth specifically.
It just picks up its skirts and flies over to Fort Worth.
I mean, it couldn't have happened to a better place, though, right?
Yeah.
A more prepared place where everyone, has guns. They can defend themselves.
They can
hurricane.
Just
that's
shoot
where hurricanes. Vote
Wait,
goes.
Don't people just shoot at hurricanes and tornadoes?
Yeah, you
like,
got a problem with
correct.
That?
I'm just picturing that like King of the Hill scene where Bobby tries to throw an egg into it and just gets himself hit in the face, but they're doing it with a gun.
That's probably a way, I would say, not a ton, but at least tens of Texans have died.
Listen, it's a delaying tactic.
Yeah.
There's just a tornado coming in. They just fire like thousands of bullets into it, and then you can just see clouds of bullets like insects
swirling around
in there.
That's basically how she goes.
You're good. I'm glad you've been spending so much time making deadly disasters more deadly. Uh-huh. You never run out of ways.
Well, you see, partner, we gotta give that there tornado a fighting chance. We don't have basements down here, you see, and wait a second, the math's wrong on that. Anyway, don't worry about that, and don't worry about your power grid going out. We'll have that fixed in a couple years.
You will have to pay for that, though.
You will be paying dearly for that.
Yeah, because we're not going to harden it against any sort of ransomware. No, we're just going to expand capacity until...
And maybe winterize some portions of it. Not all of it, because that would be too burdensome on the private sector.
Oh, the only thing we have to be able to run...
Feel like.
Yeah, there are four things that have to run in the case of an emergency power grid failure. It's the downtown of Houston, Austin, San Antonio, Dallas.
Unironically, yes.
Five if you don't include Fort Worth and Dallas in the same one, but that's the only thing in the state that's important. Literally, unironically, like that's literally what happened when we froze over. So just in case anyone was not clear that they do not give a fuck about us.
Yeah, it's very uncool when you know, all these big East Coast and you know, LA libs who hate my freedom talk about how, oh, people in red states are stupid and evil. That's incredibly hurtful, and I can't stand it. However, everyone outside the very blue cities here in Texas can be swallowed by the storm. Thank you. That is my campaign for governor.
They are incredibly hateful and evil.
Yeah.
What, we'll lose a few Dairy Queens? All right, boo, whatever.
Okay, that...
Not the Dairy Queen.
Now you've hurt me.
As resident Dairy Queen of the podcast.
As the one from the Midwest who is a lesbian, you are indeed the Dairy Queen.
Is that what you call lesbians from the Midwest? Dairy Queens?
Yeah. I definitely do now.
Listen, that's great. You don't understand. We get royalties on every Dilly Bar, those little popsicle things, because they made them in my hometown.
I fucking love, so that just has been fueling your taxes for the past 50 years, basically.
No, it's just my weird form of nationalism.
Oh, I see.
Of townism.
Dilly Bar Invicta, yeah.
Burn the Constitution, save the Orange Julius.
Good. Well...
Speaking of other things full of bullets, Texas Walmarts, almost.
Almost Texas Walmarts, there you go.
Because that hasn't happened several times in the past couple years.
Yeah. I believe we talked about this on a stream at some point when this guy was arrested.
Yeah.
But Coleman Thomas Blevins.
Oh, what a name.
That's a name.
That is such a... They should have just arrested that kid right out the pussy. Like, that is a school shooter ass name.
Just dripping, just fresh,
yeah,
on the floor. Okay, of that,
just
of that
came out in a little trench coat and fucking postal glasses. Like we could tell.
We all know that this is like, you know, he didn't come out of a vagina directly. This definitely was a C-section baby.
Well, you know, I don't want to say grown in a lab by the government, but somebody's gotta.
They just spawn at night.
I mean, I'd be willing to bet the government grew something in this situation.
Yeah. It does reek of, like, I don't know, just like creepiness.
Well, looking at his fucking mugshot, Short King, unfortunately, like, no.
This Short King will be missing out on White Boy Summer. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He certainly will be. Like, giving all short people a very bad name.
Yeah.
5'9" is not terribly short.
He's not 5'9". Girl, look at that hair. That hair is doing a lot.
The hair is like 3 inches, yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like the virgin version of one of the Da Vinci guys.
Oh, yeah. Davinci. Homie here is 5'6". Like,
5'6" and suffering. His eyes are at 5'4", which you know
his
is already not
great. His eyes
are
at 5'4", okay.
His eyes are at 5'4", but the top of his forehead is at 5'7".
This poor man. Maybe phrenology's real, and this is it.
Wow.
This is how you identify fucking mass shooters, is like...
Kerrville,
oh,
Texas.
It's...
Oh, yeah. Kerrville, Texas. The Kerrville Police Department worked together with the Texas DPS, the Department of Public Safety Criminal Investigation. You ordered another... Fucking all right. There's more cheese whiz in the house, everyone.
Oh, no.
The Department... Texas Department... The DPS...
The Department of Public Safety Criminal Investigations Division, the FBI, and the Kerrville Police Department, and the U.S. Secret Service. This guy,
I don't.
This
trust
guy inspired
any
a whole like road movie. Like you could have done like a Final Fantasy 14 or 15 of feds with this guy's fucking team set aside.
You could do a Super Smash Brothers of government agencies.
Yeah, maybe like it was Twin Peaks, but like. There's it's the Twin Peaks Four Swords edition, so you have four Dale Coopers, and they're all different, like, monochrome colors, and I would play the fuck out of that.
Apparently, Mr. Blevins.
Mr. Blevins.
Mr. Blevins.
Again, mass shooter name, but I continue.
Was preparing to proceed with a mass shooting. He made a specific threat that included Walmart, working at the FBI... Kerrville KSCO, I think that's Kerrville County Sheriff Office.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Investigators confirmed Mr. Blevins.
Calm and chive on.
Yeah. God damn. They confirmed his capability of following through with the threat. We live in Texas. Every six-year-old has access to...
Yeah, I was like...
You could probably buy the things necessary at the Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long do you think the, like, Secret Service, the FBI, like, was just sending this guy aggressive messages being like, you have to do it or we can't fuck?
Like, well, so I think we should get to one of the more interesting things about what was found when he was arrested, because that kind of defines, you know, we've been saying, like, oh, this guy very much seems like an op. So authorities searched Blevins' home and said they found items including firearms and ammunition. This caption reads, the caption does not nearly do it justice, because there's like two guns and four boxes of ammo on this table. Behind the table, a black sun on like a like runic Nazi flag, a Confederate flag, the flag of Saudi Arabia, some other fascist symbol.
That's
some fucking t-shirts.
Catholic fascism.
Yeah. And then like in like a weird Orthodox flag below all that, too.
Yeah.
So it's like, this dude, like, centrist king, either that or, as y'all were saying, like, several different intelligence agencies, like, were forwarded onto the same email chain, and then just, hey, we're all gonna make this guy different kinds of crazy.
Make sure I can't, a flag.
I can't identify all of the books, but clearly that is the Turner Diaries right there.
Okay, yeah, that's the Turner Diaries. The one on the end is just something by Carl Jung, I believe. The red one.
Oh, no.
Is that 12 Rules to Life?
Wow, like, atheists BTFO.
Yeah.
Is an INTJ or an INTF?
I'm trying to figure out what the name of the yellow one is. I thought it was aggressive architecture. It's something else.
I think that shirt on the right might be the, you know, y'all know that one Justice album?
With the cross?
No. No? No, 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 like... 2012 Justice fans in here? All right.
No.
Fine.
Oh my god.
Harassment architecture. That's
no,
it.
You're yellow right.
One. The yellow one is harassment architecture.
Okay.
So, Twitter.
Which is a really shitty, like, book by someone who read too much Palahniuk or something.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
If I can read from Goodreads, harassment architecture has been described as an almost plotless and violent march against what the author calls the lower world.
So, like, not understanding what Palahniuk actually was writing about, but instead being like, I like all the violence.
Yeah, basically, it's a guy just wandering around the normal world, like, just occasionally stopping to think, what if I did horrible violence right here, right now? Cool.
It's the story of a man who aims to usher in collapse. He's sick of his surroundings, bound by them, but still seeking the way out.
Also, what's this big, like, cylinder thing? It looks like a weird humidifier.
Yeah, oh, I don't know.
That might have to do with one of the other things that they found. In the wallet, they found firearms, ammunition, electronic evidence.
I assume it's the laptop sitting there on the table.
Yeah.
Concentrated THC and radical ideology paraphernalia.
Well, that's all the books.
Radical ideology paraphernalia. Like ISIS,
like all these books?
Carl Jung, the Turner Diaries, shitty Nazi books about being violent. Like,
also, like Carl Jung, though, like, he could just, like, that's not radical. That's extremely not radical.
You have to consider here, though, that this is Texas, and anything, any literacy at all, to some extent, is considered witchcraft.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I'm just glad that they, you know, put the Confederate and Nazi flags in with the, you know, and with the guns and the and the Carl Jung book.
It's a hell of a guy. Yeah.
All of the flags, except for the Nazi mysticism one, appear to have, like, recently been folded. Like, they've just been unfolded for this
picture.
Yeah,
they look like they were unpacked out of, like, you know, a fucking... They look like they were unpacked for, like, the reopening of a Spirit Halloween. Like, that's the kind
of,
like,
this
quality
is kind
we're
of
talking
set up
about.
Like, this is set up like someone's tabling for information. Like,
yeah.
Like,
I think what we need to be doing...
This is on a college campus.
This is an average... This is just an average table at a gun show in Texas.
Absolutely. Yeah.
See, what we
I don't
need
know why
do,
they thought this guy was so radical.
We need to look through here, and we need to pick out all the things that are somewhat thematically similar. Although, if this guy was raised on, like 8-Coon bullshit, I'm sure all of this is thematically similar, because it all triggers people who like living. But, like... Like the flag of Saudi Arabia. Why the fuck is that in there? Is it just because they're a U.S. ally? Is there like someone in like the Department of Homeland Security who's like, hey, can you put a fucking Saudi Arabian flag in there so we can get a little more like going on against the Middle East in general?
Right. The anime girl that lives in this guy's head just hates Yemen.
Yeah. Oh, it just hates Yemen because leftists like Yemen.
Yeah. I think that's why this is an op, because like if this was real, there would be an anime titty witch poster somewhere.
Yeah.
That's off. That's out of the frame to the left hand side.
Yeah, because that's not radical at all. That's not radical ideology.
That's where they found the concentrated THC was just under a shrine to like a large breasted like lolly creation.
No, all the electronic evidence is his.
It's true. It's visual novels.
His like little like waifu. Simulator app and all the hentai that he watches.
That like is just called CIA.exe, and it's about like, I don't know, fucking what's a flavor of the month anime woman
instruction manual like how to Miku be a psyop or
something. Yeah, no, encouraging you to shoot up a place of business.
Right. It is that, but it's one of those 1400 hologram like bell jar Vocaloid anime titty witches.
Yeah.
just filming the mass shooting with the Vocaloid on screen shooting too. Oh,
yeah, as some sort of like VTuber thing.
Yeah. Oh god. So we're all in agreement that like there's some op in here, but like also this person is perfectly in line with like I know nothing about the internet except like how to like be fucking an edgelord.
Yeah. I think for sure he had some of these flags, but I think the Saudi Arabia one is a little suspect. The Catholic
fascist one is weird to me, but I could see him just getting that and then just setting it aside.
There are people who do that. There are genuinely people who do
But like the Catholic one with the Gnostic one right under it though, that's weird.
That's
fucking Orthodox churches are you going to in fucking Kerrville?
It's true.
Kerrville has like the highest Greek population of all.
Maybe because that's the kind of bullshit that like small towns in Texas have. But I'm saying, likely no.
Little Belvins. That is the least Balkan name I've ever heard.
Oh, 100% like a guy who just finds a religion on the internet and is like, oh, these priests seem pretty based. Because that's how people from Kerrville talk.
It's true.
And,
there's no Kekistan one on here though. That's lacking.
Yeah. And a weird esoteric fucking Gazdan flag. Yeah. Then we'd get like op bingo. But as it is right now, it's just kind of like, I guess maybe he's just stupid.
Yeah, this isn't quite past my stiff test, but like I can't quite pinpoint what seems the most off. I honestly think it's the Saudi flag.
That one just does not have much going. What is that?
Also, he never read any of these books. No. 100% believe he owns the books. He never read them.
The Turner Diaries looks like it's been opened. I can't say that by any of the others.
Books, actually.
Yeah, that Young book looks pretty. That looks pretty fresh. That is a leather-bound book.
Excuse me. It's got a fucking bookmark like ribbon in the middle. Clearly, he's read half of it.
No, see, Charlie, that's just where the bookmark is put by the manufacturer. That spine looks like pristine.
Well, we can disagree all day about whether or not, you know, this Kerrville operation was, you know, the CIA or the Secret Service, whichever one of the alphabet agencies' fingers dipped in there, you know, post-arrest, you know, we'll never really know. But I now want to present to you the El Paso woman who is in the news this week for being arrested at school for posing as her 13-year-old daughter.
What?
Again, all these anime motherfuckers.
Hello fellow kids thing?
Was arrested after spending an entire day at middle school posing as her 13-year-old daughter and documenting her experience online as administrators and most teachers failed to notice.
Oh my god.
And we are back to school in person, of course.
Yeah. You
know. This person does not look 13.
She was taken into custody at her home by the police, who saw this happen after several social media posts circulated online documenting the incident.
Because all the kids noticed.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. literally, Mrs. Garcia says the teachers were so preoccupied about the students who were online that they weren't paying attention to the students who were there physically. I think the deal breaker for me was actually walking in and posing as a seventh grader. I mean, I'm no spring chicken, but it wasn't hard. She made it through all seven periods until the last teacher asked her to stay after class and confronted her.
So how much of it was like, you know, actually like, oh, we just don't know because we're teachers, we're not paying attention to these kids these days, and how much of it was just like, hey, is it fucked up if I tell that 13-year-old she looks like she's like, you know, pushing 40?
No, I say, I come from a family of teachers, and this is 100% a bunch of teachers being like, oh, for fuck's sake, one of my kids' parents is here. Jesus Christ, say nothing.
And they're just
keep
too
your head
fed
down,
up to fucking
don't
deal
talk.
With us. Yeah.
I'm not going to the principal's office with her. I'm not going to be stuck here after school today. I got to go home and drink, okay?
Like, I mean, I don't know. I've been to a class where a teacher, or like where a parent has been asked, like, by the principal as like a form of punishment for the student to like shadow their child so they don't misbehave.
Oh my
like,
god!
It's an incredibly embarrassing. But it's like it was only like in like elementary school or middle school.
Yeah, all right, y'all.
I think that would traumatize someone
here.
For life.
I think we need to hear her side of the story, which is ahem. I was hey, put your phone away. I was not a name. I was not a person. I was hey, put your phone away. Garcia said. It was for a social experiment. I wanted to see if I could make it the entire day without anybody noticing. I'd say up until seventh period is a very long day for a 30-year-old. There have been one too many mass shootings in schools, she continued in the video following her arrest. Just
the last
one.
That was the maximum number I found acceptable.
Yep. That is disgusting to think of that. That is disgusting to think of that it all could have been prevented just by putting metal detectors and more security. Are you more concerned that I, comma, a parent, comma, was sitting next to your child, or do we really want to wait for the next person taking their Second Amendment right to the extreme? So she's saying it's within the rights of the Second Amendment to shoot up schools, so that's a cool understanding of the way things work.
How would metal detectors figure out she's 30?
What is her argument here?
Hip replacement.
Check for the metal in her hips, that's how.
Yeah, she threw... She threw spaghetti at the wall and was like, here's my excuse for being a weirdo.
This reminds me of like that video that one dad took at some point where he's just like rambling in his car about how anyone could kill all of these precious children in the school. And then he just like films himself walking into the school, just saying hi, walking around to classrooms, being like, I could just kill anyone. I could just kill anyone in there. Like,
that's usually the average like Texan train of thought is just like, oh yeah, I could kill every motherfucker in this Hardee's. It's the most esoteric bitch in this HEB, and I am an old god to be feared and worshipped.
Like the thing is, like I don't know. I don't know what's better. In Texas, it sounds like you could just walk into a campus, but where I grew up, you know, our schools were, because we were very afraid of things like this, and we were, like, under a lot of threat of, like, gang violence from gangs outside, like, our schools were, like, locked down like prisons. We were not allowed to leave campus, like, for lunch or anything. Mm. Like, you had to leave if you didn't have any reason to be on campus afterwards, you were not allowed to be on campus. Like, you got kicked out.
Damn.
So yeah, so it's very weird. I don't know where to strike the balance, but somehow walking around like some fucking weirdo, like someone's mom walking around like a fucking weirdo
cosplaying,
being like, I could have killed
grader.
Everyone. It's like, so like, why don't you bring, like, social experiment my ass? Like, stop being fucking weird. Like, just bring that up at the next PTA meeting.
You know what?
You know, we say a lot of touch grass, pick up a football. Maybe this lady needs to go outside less.
I think that Miss Garcia speaks for us all. I'm pretty sure that she said that she supports, you know, defunding the police. She was initially booked in the El Paso County Detention Facility on both charges and for an unrelated traffic warrant. Her bonds totaled $7,908.
As long as you're here, we might as well lock you up for this, too.
She also documented her interactions with deputies when they first arrived to her home.
Like, okay, Miss Garcia, we may agree on a few things. Like are kids like not paid enough attention to by teachers? Yes, like, is it too easy to get onto some school campuses? Probably. Don't be fucking weird. Just bring it up at the PTA
Please,
meeting.
Please, for the love of God, be normal.
It's what the PTA exists for.
Like, that's, if you're a concerned parent,
that's your democratic power. Go exercise your democratic power. There's no need to fucking lone wolf. All right. There's no need
don't lone wolf. Oh,
don't lone wolf.
Interesting words, I'll say.
There's no need to go gallivanting into the school on your own.
Yeah, when found, the victim had a Saudi Arabian flag next to a Montessori school flag.
Oh no. All right. Well, you know, speaking of red flags, we all know that that cybersecurity is one of the least paid attention to things in any company because, of course,
computers are magic, and we don't need to know how they work as long as they continue to do spreadsheets.
It's basically Dungeons and Dragons on a box.
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons on a box, and it costs more money to be prepared than it does to fix things after it's broken.
I don't know about that. That sounds
yeah,
like,
but
that
we live in
like
America that doesn't believe in preventative care. Like
you don't know that. You have to have done preventative care once to know that.
This society never happened.
Oh no. Well, security analysis in the University of Minnesota.
Minnesota?
It's Artemis. This is your university. This is the pride and joy of Minnesota, is warned of the U.S. Agriculture
Computer
Department.
Computer science capital of the world.
In late May? All right. In late May is after we've had like three insanely massive ransomware attacks in the U.S.
On
the
gas,
one on Colonial
on
Pipeline.
This is cool.
So
this
on,
is
the one on gas,
keep doing it.
The fucking Solar Winds exploit. All sorts of shit. So they said, hey, by the way, there's a cybercrime known as ransomware that could wreak more havoc on Americans' food sources than COVID-19 did. Literally a week and a half later, the ransomware attack forced the shutdown of meat plants that process more than a fifth of the nation's beef supply.
Not our
oh
meat.
My God.
Our beef has been hacked. They hacked the cows.
Yeah, they're hitting the like two of the most American things, which are gasoline and beef.
The meatpacking giant JBS is the starkest example yet. JBS is packing meat.
You'll notice they didn't hit the pork place. We should see if they have a Saudi Arabian flag.
Ooh, wow. I'm pretty sure that pork and like the Middle East have like a thing.
Yeah, no, it's not allowed. That's why they didn't. That's why they didn't hit it. They didn't think of it.
This is what I love, is the way these fucking things are designed, where, like, all of these processing plants and all of these things that they're making, it's not like they're, like, developing new machines and they're adding all these things and they're, like, developing their own systems and they're, like nobody there has control of any of this.
Cowputers, yeah.
Yeah.
No one has any control over these things. They're literally just coming in and just sort of like stapling automation on top of the existing system. It's basically just all cloud controlled. And so you just can hack fucking anything because they're just like, it's an Internet of Things now.
Yeah. It's basically the, you know, it's the Siemens issue where it's all these, not commercial. I guess it's commercial, industrial controllers. Industrial controllers, and all of them have the same login.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's password one or admin.
Yeah. Admin 101.
Yeah. There's no federal oversight over cybersecurity practices in any food industry, which, crazy. No mandatory cybersecurity rules govern the millions of food and agriculture businesses that account for about a fifth of the U.S. economy.
Mm. And also where we get our food to eat.
Listen,
and
which
also
I think is an important
the thing
aspect.
That feeds us.
Yeah. You can have cybersecurity in your meatpacking plant when I can film in there. That's the deal.
Oh boy.
I think it's incredibly important to be secure. Like, you know, this summer when you're doing your meatpacking, make sure you know who you're doing it with, and you know, you wear protection. And
that's what packing is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. If only these fucking cybersecurity, these big old beef companies were prepared to fucking get their meat packed, like, maybe we'd be in a different situation
some
right now.
Some pre-exposure prophylaxis.
Yeah.
This is the literal opposite of the cock cage hack.
The hack was that it took the cock cage off, not that it locked it on.
It uncaged the meat, and now we got cows roaming all across the countryside. It's terrible.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
You want mistress to have these keys still? Then you best pay the ransomware. We're gonna fucking drop this thing off of you.
Too often, agriculture is dismissed as it's important, but it's not that big a deal. Who the fuck says that?
Who says that?
Representative Rick Crawford from Arkansas apparently doesn't require sustenance to survive. That bloodsucker.
Rick Crawford from Arkansas subsists entirely on like ambient fucking banjo music.
If you eat, you're involved in agriculture. This is some fucking like.
Unless you're Rick Crawford.
us out here in the country, we are very important as well. I'm Rick Crawford. Please vote for me. I do not live in Washington, D.C. most of the year. I don't have a mansion. I promise.
I guarantee Rick fucking Crawford has a mansion. Rick Crawford has a mansion with a yacht in it, with a smaller mansion in the yacht. Fuck this guy.
It's the classic American representative that wants to be, you know, I'm from the South. Fucking
I Mitch may McC- just be a simple country Mitch Mc- lawyer.
Mitch McConnell, yeah. How many voice lessons do you want to bet Mitch McConnell's taken to sound the way he sounds?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, that is a guy who, like, was forced to do cotillion. I assume.
Mama says that I gotta continue my speeching lessons until I have a tongue as delicate and flighty as a June bug. And by golly, I'll keep doing them.
How easily you drop into some, like, fucking weird-ass southern...
weird-ass like, fucking person. Ellie Kemper at, like, the Veiled Prophet's Ball kind of shit. Yeah, yeah. That's just what like, living in the South is, boyo.
Yeah, like, on a dime, you could turn full, like, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Well, I've always believed in the kindness of strangers.
Oh, man.
That's not the same thing. I know.
I'm dumb,
but like, I know references.
Thank you.
That's
from
that episode of The Simpsons
where
Marge is in a movie about a streetcar. I don't know.
Jesus Christ. Well, don't worry. Joe Biden has signed Executive Order 14017.
Thank God, finally, February 24th, 2021. I was worried.
Months before this happened, it's America's supply chains. And this frustrating... Wow, I am so soft after just scrolling through that, not even reading anything. frustratingly long executive order is about securing the nation's supply chains. And nothing has changed from February to June when... the beef was hacked. So,
beef hack.
Don't worry. COVID-19 might have shut down slaughterhouses, but, you know, cybersecurity will just shut down all the automation and we don't have anybody to do the work. So, it's the same outcome either way.
You know, and I've read fucking Splatter Capital recently enough that this might be a way to get Leatherface back in a job. Good reference for anybody out there who's read Splatter Capital.
Yeah,
I love it. We've talked a lot about how fucking delicate the United States, like, all of our important supply chains are. How delicately...
I don't know, like, because delicate makes it sound like a baby giraffe or like some sort of like beautiful origami artwork or something. We are not delicate. We're like just shambles, I think. Like, we have drank so much that we are shaking physically and can't stop. And this is someone who already downs like a handle a day. Like, that's what the country is.
Yeah, permanent shakes just, because just of our alcoholism.
Uh-huh. Like, we can't even fight the fucking shakes off at this point.
We are the 97 Honda Civic that I drive.
We're all trapped in a 97 Honda Civic, and the 97 Honda Civic is bleeding.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, the tires are basically bald. When was the last time we got an oil change? Does it have oil in it?
Does this car predate oil?
Yeah. When is the transmission going to just stop shifting and shatter itself into a billion small pieces of transmission? Who knows? We're driving down the bumpiest road in Texas because we live in Houston.
and we don't maintain our roads here.
Yeah. And it's so fucking like I'm about to have a Joker moment. I'm gonna laugh because it's hilarious how shit all of this is.
Not a single sidewalk. It's just like random chiclets just fucking every which way.
Yeah, it's a two lane blacktop. Hasn't been repaved in 15 years, and you're just praying that you don't go off one side or the other.
Yeah, you got chunks of pavement floating around in, like, just a fucking bayou. Like, it's a Spyro the Dragon level.
I was going to say it's weirdly floating around like it's some sort of, like messed up non-Disney world of Kingdom Hearts or something. Rocks floating in the air.
Yeah, point is, either to get around in this great state of Texas, you either got to know how to double jump or you got to have Donald Duck with you. Those are your only fucking options.
Just remember, as we continue to talk about cybersecurity in the U.S. and all of our supply chain and all that stupid, random, fucking, annoying, boring shit, like...
VPN is this episode's sponsor, and they have a great deal for you. Type offer code CUME wherever.
Don't and toy with me.
You'll get some money.
Don't toy with me.
Don't toy with you in thinking that, like, we might actually have somebody giving us money for this podcast.
There is no way that you could get a federal, you could get any of these, you could get the federal government to pass a law that says, well, you have to be signed into your VPN to run your automated factory. So
I mean, you know, VPNs run great on DOS, so it could happen.
Jesus Christ. This is not just a problem with, like, a couple specific things. This is literally such a widespread problem in the United States. We just live with this. Like,
that our computer infrastructure is just hellish. Yeah.
I think the only reason that people have been afraid of doing this more often is because we might bomb their country as retaliation. Is that fair?
We might what?
You cut out.
Oh, the only reason why we've been, like, why people have been more afraid of hacking the United States is because we might bomb their country as retaliation?
Yeah, or, like, a country nearby, or just start bombing countries until somebody fesses up, like the fucking, you know, Batman doing an interrogation.
Jesus.
This will show you Estonia. Slimy fucking bitch.
This is Zack Snyder Batman too, okay? He is full on breaking spines.
Fascist nipples Batman.
Fascist
nipples. I've seen the Snyder cut.
This is breaking news. This is bad.
Oh no.
Oh no.
El Salvador is the first country in the world to recognize Bitcoin as legal tender.
That'll show China.
Didn't they adopt the dollar as the U.S. currency when I was in high school?
Yeah, but here
that
is
was a
the,
bad idea.
Here's
El Salvador
the latest
just
tweet
figuring
of,
some things out.
I just posted into Potterators the latest tweet from the president of El Salvador.
Lots of presidents on,
no.
on Twitter this episode.
Please. God, damn
Elon
it.
Musk called the president of El Salvador and said, "Please, I have a favor."
Wow.
Real wow. based. God.
So yeah, for those of us listening at home, or at your job or at your parole hearing, wherever you listen to fucking Psychic Dolphin Garage, it is hashtag new profile pic, and he's got just him at a podium with the flag of El Salvador draped across his fucking chest and laser eyes, which I think is a Bitcoin meme, right?
Yeah, it's a Bitcoin,
it's a Bitcoin
thing.
Meme.
It's
great. It's just a general crypto idiot meme.
I mean
Presidente Nayib Bukele.
Look, I'm gonna do the Bitcoin thing, okay? My grandfather asked me what the blockchain was. I explained it to him, and he was like, "Well, you know, it's better. I guess it's better that it's, you know, it's this decentralized thing than allowing the federal government to keep fucking with the financial system the way that they have been." And I'm like,
"No,
okay,
that's a great way to describe it to grandpas.
That's okay."
Right, except you literally keep, like, they just keep centralizing it because literally when they don't, it's just scams. And then they centralize it and the centralization is a scam. It's great.
Just like a real currency.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's all scams all the way down, you know? I don't know. You know?
It's all, it's almost like when a thing only has exchange value for the sake of profiting off of like gambling schemes. That's all people do is scam each other.
Hey, or buying heroin off the internet.
Oh, are they even doing that anymore?
I don't know.
No. Yeah. No, they shut down Silk Road. Silk Road is dead. RIP Silk Road.
I forget who tweeted it, but somebody put out a tweet that was basically like, it was a lot more admirable when Bitcoin at least had the, like, you know, fucking harebrained ideas of like, oh, I'm going to order me a pizza with my internet money. Whereas now, you know, it's, as you said, just a fucking, like, vehicle for the dumbest kind of investment.
Right. Yeah, it's people that don't know about investment or technology.
As it's, fucking, I think it was every Chris on BP Paletta said, sub 80 IQ Redditors.
Oh, boy.
excuse me, I own several sheets of paper from Venmo that say that I own what could be a Bitcoin.
Right.
So.
If I watched, I'll probably like link it to a video from a content creator named Quilia Redux. And she had a very, she's sort of economics degree or something. I can't remember what her credos were, but she was critiquing cryptocurrency from the left that isn't just environmental, but yeah. Instead talking about the actual like, economic, value.
Oh yeah. And the,
you need more of that shit.
The takeaway was from it was, currency systems suck. Why are we using this as a currency system? And it's like, yes, that's
it's
absolutely.
Not just that it sucks as a currency system but that people are going to use it not as a currency, but as stock investing. And it's going to be extremely volatile. So,
which is great for currency, right?
I mean, it's functionally just a derivative of the U.S. dollar at this point, right?
Yeah,
right.
No, that's absolutely what you do, though. Like, that's the point of the U.S. financial system is that you basically manipulate the market so that things fluctuate against the U.S. dollar because it's supposed to be a fucking reserve currency. And so you're just basically manipulating the market so that you make money off of those fluctuations. And that's also why the federal government being allowed to just dilute the dollar down is so like destructive.
Yeah, tack so, right. Your fucking your funny made up money, whether that's Bitcoin or whether that's Canadian dollars, to the U.S. dollar, so that we don't invade Canada or the nation of Bitcoin, which exactly. I assume is like
it's El Salvador
know,
now.
Fucking, yeah, yeah. El Salvador, yeah, El Salvador now. I guess shit.
Look, if all the crypto bros just moved to El Salvador, they're kind of
so
asking for it. They did that to themselves.
Some sort of coiny a dignity dad.
Imagine, oh god, imagine like you're like, you know, some fucking Salvadorian like.
No,
dude,
it's El
like,
Salvadoge,
you know,
now.
El Salvadoge. Shut the fuck up. But yeah, you're just some old dude,
Ethereum,
you know, you've been
Salvador.
Running the same convenience store for fucking, you know, 40 years, and like, some like, American fucking neckbeard comes in, doesn't speak a word of Spanish, and like, is like, hey, ring this up for me, old man, and fucking, you know, you have to ring it up four different times between like, currency fluctuations, because it's fucking Bitcoin, and it's fucking made up internet money that'll bounce all around the place by the time you scan it.
Ugh.
You end up charging them like
literally
$30 for a bag of chips.
The cost of the cigarettes has quadrupled in the time you've pointed to them and they've pulled them off the wall.
Love it. Love the internet.
There we go. Love the internet. And we love our listeners. If you've made it this far, you're a true comrade. We want to thank you for sticking around. We'd like to shout out all of our patrons, especially Scott. As well as Jorge, Tim, the Warlock, Phosphorus, Alex, Alan, Brady, Broobs, Caleb, Eli, Ian, John, Lizzie, Malwin, Olive, Richard, Rufus, Sophia, the Brilliant Dr. Fly, Tyler, and the Reverend Lawn Gnome. And of course, our newest patrons, Aaron, Samantha, and Dylan. Y'all keep the show running. Please let us know how you liked our latest patron exclusive episode.
Yeah.
Obviously, this week's episode, you know, Bo's on the main episode, not the patron episode.
I'm back.
So we understand.
Dinosaur story.
Yeah. We understand that, you know, the patron episode may not be the more popular one, but generally it is, you know, is the one that receives 4.7 stars.
Oh, I had a lot of fun recording our latest
It's
one.
Worth
it was,
a listen.
It was a lot
you know,
of fun.
It's the extended universe, and, you know, the canon there is important, probably.
Well, we missed the chance to do bonus content. Darn.
Bonus content. That's that's all you get. You get me
saying
bonus content.
I think we'll probably
content.
Get at least some bonus content.
Mm-hmm. I can record myself saying boners content for, like, an hour and a half, and we just put that out.
I mean,
it's like
I'm
a,
okay.
Like a
we'll save it.
Kind of
we'll save it for the OnlyFans. We'll save it for the OnlyFans.
Okay,
yeah, there we go. Okay,
yeah.
Remember, if you want to become a patron,
no, that's just me saying boners content over and over.
Yeah.
Just a supercut of everything you've ever said and only what you've ever said.
Now that I could listen to.
If that if that's what Randy's your what Randy's your whatever you call it, then remember you can become a patron as well for only $5 a month and get access to a bonus episode every week as well as exclusive access to other projects. And I assume you'll be the first ones to be informed about our OnlyFans. So
who's Randy?
It's Randy in your, I don't know what you call him, but it's Randy in it.
Like from, like you're saying Randy like an adjective, like
it's
for horny.
It's like a verb. It's like Randying. You know, you're getting Randy.
Is this a Trailer Park Boys rap? I don't follow.
I'm
yes-anding you as hard as I can here, and I don't understand a thing.
Hey, anyway, everyone, how about some plugs of all of our other content? Like Dolphins and Garages, where actually all of the hosts of Dolphins and Garages are right here on this episode.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
How about Randy's your Travis?
much
That's
better.
Pretty good. That's great. Thank you.
Sorry about not having an episode out last month, but you know, Bo and Artemis were very busy with their very busy lives. Yeah, but it's in the works. I gotta say, every single time, these three are some of the best, actually the best Dungeons and Dragoning I've ever done, so it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, I watched that 2-hour YouTube video on why the Adventure Zone sucks, and yeah. now I'm more prepared than ever to get back into D&D podcasting.
And not suck.
Yeah, why does the Adventure I'm not gonna Zone suck? Have any characters ram a door with a wheelchair.
No, the first season of the Adventure Zone does not suck. It is very good. All of the rest of them do.
Okay.
Just, they're all terrible. Just listen to the first season.
That was
fine.
much faster than 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to explain, but it's not that hard. Also, Travis McElroy is probably the most annoying person on the internet.
I'm trying.
But Bo is trying. But tune in probably this month, hopefully, maybe, for our next episode of Dolphins and Garages. But you have plenty of time to catch up. There's only 3 episodes out right now. So.
And they're all fucking bangers. You'll want to listen to them like 5 times each. And by the time you do, bada bing, bada boom, new episode, people.
Yeah.
Terms and conditions may apply.
Oh, I totally forgot to open up by saying it's Pride Month finally. So.
Well, I'm here. Oh, obviously, Pride. It's Pride
happy
Month.
Pride.
Happy Pride, everyone. We're all gay.
Well, maybe you have something more explicit next.
Mm-hmm. I did this whole episode with a
dick
in my
mouth.
Yeah, so.
Unlike all the cum talk that we were talking about. Something more explicit.
Oh, yeah. Totally
something
not
more
explicit.
Explicit than talking about drinking cum, eating cum, probably vaping cum. I showed up a little late.
There's nothing more Pride Month than opening your show talking about what the fuck is wrong with cis gay dudes.
That's just entrepreneurial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
We're all getting out of here.
Bye.
We'll see y'all later.
Bye, everyone.
Peace out.
Bye. So long.
Howdy, y'all. Don't forget to follow our link tree in the show notes to discover new things like our Discord, social media platforms, and all the places where you can listen to our podcast. Word of mouth is the best way to introduce us and other leftist creators to friends, family, coworkers, your AA buddies. Community is about more than hot takes online. And if you want to support our efforts, you can donate to us at patreon.com/psychicdolphingarage, which is spelled how it sounds. Hope to see you on the stream tonight. Enjoy this music by JJ Dean. How the fuck I still got a full head of hair? Not a single gray. Fuck the cops. Family first. Every single day. Bringing a charm when I ring the alarm. My arms got a box cutter and sticky. We gotta abolish ice. We gotta abolish ice. Abolish it. No need to apologize. The Holocaust apologists. For no reason we colonized the land and put up monuments. Dope needles. Dollar signs to globe stairs and astonish. I hope there'll be a punishment. I really wanna get bloody. I really wanna stand in judgment of anybody taking money from anybody in a struggle. Anybody gonna budget? Poor people getting 10 to 20 for some dumb shit. Corporations incorporating a bloodlet. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words.